Bloomington, Indiana is home to a variety of musicians who hone their skills and spread the joy of music through impromptu performances around the city. From the community farmers market to a street corner on Kirkwood, Artworks will highlight these fixtures of the local music scene in our new series, Street Sounds. In our first installment, a conversation with a musician who's long been a part of the city's landscape, whether strumming for downtown gallery goers on First Fridays or enthralling the 0 to 6 set on Saturday mornings. WFIU's Yael Cassander spoke with Mitch Rice, who brought his ukulele along for the occasion.
Any parent who has taken a child to the Bloomington Community Farmers Market has more than likely run into Mitch Rice. Mitch is the one off to the side, playing the guitar or the banjo and a harmonica, while his wife Eileen dangles a wooden puppet over a board and makes it dance. Both of them sing. The Hoosier Hotcakes, as their act is known, perform songs that are at least a century old, full of strange things like rutabagas and wooden legs. But
the kids just seem to love what we do. It's obvious that I'm trying to include them in the audience, that they are part of the whole thing. Kids love to dance to our music, there's no doubt about it. They get their first chances to bounce around and feel the music in their bodies.
The immediacy of live performance that manifests in a mosh pit full of three-year-olds on a Saturday morning is at the heart of what brings Mitch to play on the street.
In our culture, music seems to come most often out of a loudspeaker. It's reproduced sound or amplified sound. But for literally hundreds of thousands of years, people have experienced music as an acoustic event where audience and performer have this kind of cycle of energy. They like something, they smile, I feel it come back to me, I put out a little bit more and I can't get it into words, but something happens with music on that intimate level, and that's what I've been searching for.
Mitch took up the guitar and the banjo in the early 60s and sought out his musical peer group.
We would get together and sing songs together. I mean, this was the time of Bob Dylan and Joan Baez, New Lost City Ramblers, bringing out those old tunes from the early part of the 20th century that came out of the folk tradition. And singing them together affirmed our group unity in a sense. When you sing with people, you feel at one with them. You don't have to discuss things. You just have this feeling of goodness and harmony.
When Mitch came to Indiana from Ohio in the late 70s, his musical life was enriched by meeting a fiddler from Paoli.
When you met Lotus, he'd say, are you a musician? And most often, well, what do you got? He wanted to know what you did. He did not want to show what he did.
Quentin Lotus Dickey is the namesake of Bloomington's annual International Folk Music Festival. While a handful of ethnomusicology students from IU were seeking to record and transcribe Lotus Dickey's songs, Mitch traded tunes with Lotus on the job.
I worked as a construction worker and played music for fun. That's exactly what Lotus did. He was in the laborers' union. One of his best songs, or I think most favorite songs about Indiana, was written while he was digging the foundations for Foster Quad.
Can you play that?
First of it here. When I'm dreaming, think I'm somewhere, I'm so happy, the skies are fair. That old place there, I used to roam, it's Indiana, my home, sweet home.
For years, Mitch emceed a different Lotus Festival, one that honors the musical legacy of Lotus Dickey in his hometown, Paoli.
There are literally hundreds of musicians who show up to play for free because they either learned a tune from Lotus, they learned a song from Lotus, they knew Lotus. He encouraged more people than I can't name them all, but just hundreds and hundreds of people came under the influence of somebody who loved music for itself.
That spirit guides Mitch's own musical journey, which he often may be seen literally undertaking on a recumbent bike, ukulele slung over one shoulder, en route to one downtown street corner or another.
Music can be appropriate here, there, and everywhere. It isn't to be just confined to these special performance spaces. It can be more than performance. There's that interaction with audience that can happen in a doorway. It can happen at the farmer's market. It can happen in a living room. I think that's what I'm trying to get across to people. is everybody can do it and participate, and that music is an experience for all of us. And I'd like to see it in more places, just more universally accepted that, yeah, music is part of our lives.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.
Shave and a haircut, 2 bits.
You can link to more of Mitch's music and photos, as well as Yael's archived piece from Election Day 2008, when Mitch set up at the Monroe County Courthouse to entertain voters. It's as easy as pointing your browser to wfiu.org/arts. The Street Sound series is made possible through support from the Bloomington Community Arts Commission and the City of Bloomington.